This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden appealed to Russian President Vladimir Putin to step back from the edge of war with Ukraine on Tuesday, speaking starkly of the, quote, needless death and destruction Moscow could cause and international outrage Putin would face. In an address to the U.S. people, Biden said the United States estimates that 150,000 Russian troops now encircle Ukraine, adding that while reports that some forces had withdrawn were welcome, they were unverified and an invasion remains very much a possibility. Biden said diplomacy remains a welcome off-ramp. If Russia invades Ukraine, the United States and its allies are prepared to respond with penalties aimed at exacting economic pain and global isolation, he said. Much of Biden's remarks were aimed squarely at Putin, who has demanded that NATO not accept Ukraine as a member and stop any further eastward expansion. Quote, the United States and NATO are not a threat to Russia. Ukraine is not threatening Russia. Neither the U.S. nor NATO have missiles in Ukraine. We do not have plans to put them there as well. We are not targeting the people of Russia. We do not seek to destabilize Russia, said Biden. The American president also appealed directly to Russian citizens. Quote, to the citizens of Russia, you are not our enemy, and I don't believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine, Biden said. Biden said the United States, quote, is not seeking direct confrontation with Russia, and that American soldiers were not going to fight in Ukraine. But he said if Russia were to attack Americans in Ukraine, quote, we will respond